Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, a show where we interview the most influential people in real estate to teach you how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more customers. What's up, everybody? Grant Weiss here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Today, I am very excited to be joined by Eleni Summerfield. Hopefully, I got that right. I don't think I did. From Wise Agent, she's an operations officer and an absolutely incredible person. Eleni, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So before we dive into this, just give us a little bit of the backstory. You know, who are you and how did you get to where you are today with Wise Agent?
Okay, yeah. So my name is Eleni Summerfield. Grant almost got it right, so that's okay. So I'm the Chief Operating Officer here at Wise Agent. My background is in technology, so I hold my degree in computer science from DePaul University in Chicago, where I grew up. And I kind of found my way to Wise Agent about 10 years ago. Started off on the dev team. I'm a developer and programmer, so I do know how to write code and read it and all of that. So it's kind of a nice fit being at a technology company, and specifically to CRM. I'm a pretty organized person, and so that kind of makes it a natural connection from being someone really organized, and I love my emphasis in college was database administration, database design. So CRM was like the perfect job for me. So that's how I kind of came here to Wise Agent. And what my goals at Wise Agent are really to help build the best CRM for real estate professionals out there and just the best CRM out there. That's what we strive to do every day. And we do that here in Arizona, so I'm in Fountain Hills, Arizona, just right outside of Scottsdale. And basically what Wise Agent is a CRM for any sales professional to use, but we do have content that's specific for realtors. And you can use all of our, of course, contact management, our marketing tools, which include everything from drip campaigns and texting and video texting. We have, definitely have our call list, which is a great feature to be able to, implement into your sales cycle, using something to really help you follow up and, take those calls and do everything that you need with that, as well as our monthly newsletters. You can send out, print out professional letters as well and mail those out, postcards and email system. So you can send out up to 2,500 emails per day through Wise Agent, which is a lot of emails that you can be sending out. So those are some of our marketing tools. And then once you're marketing to your leads and everything, we have a lead automation system that will help you automatically respond to any lead that you're generating online. So it doesn't matter if you're purchasing that lead from, Zillow or Realtor.com, or you're using your website to capture those leads or our landing pages. Those are some of our marketing tools that we use to actually help convert those leads. And then you go on to the next step, which would be your transaction management.
And all of this can be done right inside of Wise Agent, right? Nobody has to go outside of Wise Agent to get a lot of that.
Right. That's all within Wise Agent. Yeah.
And I know we're going to hit on this a little bit, but how much is Wise Agent monthly?
Wise Agent is $29 a month. So that is the monthly fee for per license, per subscriber. And you can actually have up to 5 team members using that. If you wanted to give everyone else different permission levels, you can do that as well at a nominal fee. So, yeah.
Awesome. So in my defense, I did try to practice your name, I think at least 7 or 8 times before we started, and I still got it wrong. So. That's for everybody listening, I did try. I tried really hard, but
he did.
I still did not get it right. So obviously our podcast, it's a lot about marketing and sales and those different types of things. And one of the ways that we work with Wise Agent is from kind of that contact management side of things.
Right.
And one area I see people struggle is lead comes in and then they don't really know what to do with it. They don't really know what to say to those people. They don't really have the scripting or the emails or the texting. So I understand that they can do these things in Wise Agent, but putting you on the spot here a little bit, give me some valuable tips. If I've got leads coming in from multiple sources, and if I'm remembering correctly, you guys can take leads from any source pretty natively through integrations.
Right.
If I've got leads coming in, what should I do with those leads? How should I manage them? What should I be making sure is, should I be making sure that emails are going out and text? Like, what should I do to really build a solid system using Wise Agent?
Yeah, that's a great question. One I get asked a lot. So with every, what's really great about Wise Agent is that, you know, every lead source that's coming in, they're going to be coming in from different things, and you have to talk to them in a different way, in a different tone, right? Leads that are coming in from Zillow or some other site, right? Not your own. You might want to mention your website on that. But then if they're coming in from your website, it's kind of odd to say, hey, go check out more information about me on my website. That's kind of weird. So you want to have a good flow, and you want to know where they're coming from. And that's really about, you know, being able to segment those audiences and being able to really see where they're coming from. So if leads are coming in from like your Facebook, maybe you're running Facebook ads or whatnot, you're not going to say, hey, go check out my Facebook page. Well, they just came from an ad of yours where they probably may have, you know, clicked on your Facebook page. You may want to redirect them to your website or to your, you know, Zillow reviews or whatever. So really giving them the responses based on where the lead was generated from. So that's what we call the source. So you can do that, and you can have, you know, split testing. So you can say, well, if I'm getting this lead from maybe a landing page versus my website, what's the difference? And maybe you talk to them in a different tone and different, maybe put them on different drip campaigns to do some testing and figure out how that would work best for yourself. And then what we do in Wise Agent, we do have a canned response for agents to use. When the lead comes in, kind of like, hey, thanks for the inquiry, something along the lines of, you know, I'm happy to follow up with you. When's a great time to talk? You want to make sure that you have that call to action there. Like, give them a reason to call you back. Give them a reason to respond to your email. You have to give them something actionable, and a question is the best way of doing that. So
I love it. Yeah, I think that a lot of agents love the idea of templates. And I know you guys have a ton kind of built into the way that you do things. I couldn't agree more, though, that we call it segmentation, or, you know, marketing segmentation. Essentially, it's where you're organizing leads based on where they come from, and you're responding to them, not in so much of a templated way, but responding to them like, you know, in a really personal way, I guess is the best way to say that. So like you said, if a lead comes from Facebook, you're not sending them right back to Facebook to check you out. Or if a lead comes to your website, you're not sending them right back to your website to you know, read more information. That's really great to have an intuitive tool that can help you in an organized way create a really good marketing experience for people. One of my favorite things in marketing is the use of data. I love data. And how it's used and how it functions and how people can use a lot of different types of data to create really unique marketing experiences, and to see who's, you know, maybe more likely to move and who isn't. And I think that helps so much in the sales process. One of my favorite parts of Wise Agent is the data that you all give people access to. So let's assume that I'm a lead that just came into the Wise Agent platform. Can you tell me what types of information you guys make available to the agent on, you know, their leads?
Yeah. So absolutely. So we can have, you know, what's called maybe a partial lead, which is maybe it's, they just give you a first and last name and maybe an email address. And so that would be considered a partial lead. You kind of don't have much information on them, but you do have some information, just maybe an email address. And what we can do is take that email address and we'll scrape social media. And we'll try and find out as much information about them as possible. So we'll look at their Facebook, at their LinkedIn. And of course, this takes moments, right? Like maybe not even a moment, just like a heartbeat. And then that's instantly in your Wise Agent account in that contact summary page. So you fill out the form, Grant, and all you give them is, you know, your first name is Grant and your email address is this. And then we go out, we scrape social media, and we find out your last name. We'll get your picture in from Facebook or Instagram or wherever your picture is public. And we'll grab any public information out there on the lead, and then, you know, give it to you and display it to the agent. So then they can look through, and especially one of my favorite things is when the leads have like a Pinterest board, right? Because Pinterest is one of those boards that a lot of people that are buying homes or, kind of making that kind of decision on what they're going to be looking for in a future home, they're going to be pinning things. And, you know, I love white kitchen cabinets and Carrara marble, and this is what my dream house is going to look like. So now as the agent, I can see that and kind of maybe sell the dream. You know, maybe I take them to a house that has dark and, you know, dingy cabinets or whatever, but I can give them the explanation of, okay, well, this kitchen with this size would take, you know, this much to remodel, and it will increase your value by this much if you do that. So then you're providing them value, which is something that is the underlying thing that you always want to do as an agent, is provide value. I can't stress that enough, is that as agents, that is what you are providing people, is value. And so that is a big one. The other one is if you have an email or even a physical address, property address of where they reside, you can use our integration with Equifax, and that will also give financial information as well. And that's a really cool thing to be able to see. But going back to the social media enhancement, what's nice about that is not only the Pinterest thing, because not everyone has Pinterest, but a lot of professionals have LinkedIn, or even Facebook or Instagram. So then you'll see, oh, they announced maybe a new marriage or a new baby being born or coming soon, or a new position that they're taking on, or moving to a new city for a new position. And so those are things, those are key components that agents would be looking for to see, like, how the seriousness of the lead moving. And that's a good way of being able to see that.
One of my favorite parts about the data that you give people is your integration with Equifax. And one of the things I've seen that your system does is it gives people a propensity score, a likely to move score. And this is absolutely one of my favorite things, because as a kind of like a nerd on the data side, if you can access information like that, it really lets you know where to focus and fixate your attention. Can you talk to me a little bit more about how that works and how you are able to see, and what information you're able to see, and how you could use that to maybe really dial in on the prospects that might be the most qualified or most ready to go?
Yeah, and so one of the things that we do at Wise Agent is not only do we let you, do we display that information to that data to you, but then we also let you do a search and a lookup for those people. So if you're running your leads through our Lead Accelerator, which is the Equifax enhancement, if you're running them through that integration, what will happen then is, you can go in and look at everybody individually, but if you want to specify and like pinpoint, like, hey, I need to generate some business right now, it's kind of slow for me, I can go into my Wise Agent account and search for anyone that either has that propensity score, right, that likeliness to move. I can search for people that have a high propensity score, or what I can do is go in there and look at people that have what their FICO risk score is, right? Like how much of a mortgage can they take on? So the more of a mortgage they can take on, maybe they're investors, maybe I'm dealing with a lot of investors. So really depending on what your business model is like and who is in your database, you will be able to search through those numbers. So that's something that's really important to be able to do, because of course, you can go in there and look at everyone individually, but sometimes it's nice being able to just find that business really a little bit more intuitively.
I could not agree more. Like I said, it's one of my favorite things, is being able to access information like that and use it, in a strategic way to really dial in and focus on people that may be interested. I mean, that's every agent's dream, right? That you can focus more on people that are ready to go right now, and less on people that are, 3, 6, 9 months out. But you got to have systems for those people that are 3, 6, 9 months out. Right. We're integrated with Wise Agent.
Right.
And one of the things I love about our integration is that essentially we have, for lack of a better word, this kind of mirrored contact view of, you know, what an agent will see in their Wise Agent account. The goal is that we could see that same information in their Whitley account. And what that does is it gives us an ability to automatically create custom targeted audiences on Facebook that we can set up remarketing campaigns and fire off to. And I've always kind of dreamt of this, and now we're in a world where it's starting to happen, which is fun, where, you know, agents can actually group leads based on their propensity score, like people that are likely to move. And then Whitley will actually target market those people with content. So not only are they maybe getting called and texted and emailed, but they're also seeing some of those social campaigns that is more like conversion based content that's kind of moving them and motivating them to, you know, maybe take an action when it comes to buying or selling. And I think that when you can create an experience, a marketing experience like that, that feels so natural, you obviously know what's happening, right? You're targeting people with content that are likely to move. You know that, but the user, the buyer or the seller, if they are thinking about buying or selling a property and now they're seeing these ads from you because, you know that they're likely to move, in a user's mind, it's like, oh, wow, I needed this and now I'm seeing it. And I don't know if you guys are listening to this, you've ever bought a product that just, you felt like it just fell into your lap. For the most part, it didn't just fall into your lap. It was something that you knew that you needed and you have put off kind of these signals, and now other people know, thanks to, you know, data mining like Facebook and some of these that are, it's a little creepy sometimes, I mean, honestly, but it's rocket fuel for growing your sales when you can create an experience where people feel like you are just intuitively right in front of them when they need something. And in this case, that's buying or selling a property. Right. And so that's excellent stuff.
Yeah. And you can do, so what you were saying before is you can even take your list. Let's say you're sending out emails, because you can send out a lot of emails through Wise Agent, right? And not only can you send it out, that next step after sending out those emails is going through the reports and looking and seeing like who's actually reading your emails, how many times are they going through them. So if you're seeing consistently that your leads, your clients are reading your emails, you've got a big group of people that like and enjoy your emails, then put those people in a retargeting list, right? You're already in front of them. Give them, you know, put them in, give them what they're looking for, that value, in a different light. So it's not just in an email, but it's on the Facebook, it's on those retargeting ads. That's something, that's a different way to talk to them and send them that message, and just through a different media. And I think that's really valuable as well, because, you know, you're just constantly in front of them. So then when they're looking for that property, you know, or that next, you know, or to sell something, they're going to be talking to you. You're going to be top of mind because you're going to be in front of them everywhere.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Eleni, thank you so much for coming on here and chatting with us. I'm really excited for, you know, anybody, especially that uses both of us, but even if you don't use Whitley, you need to go check out Wise Agent. Where's the best place that somebody could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if they go to wiseagent.com/Whitley, they can sign up there. You'll get 14-day free trial. You'll have our getting started sessions. So we have one-on-one getting started sessions for every single person that tries our system. You can schedule that yourself, or we'll reach out to you, or you can reach out to us and schedule that, as well as getting all of our content, our drip campaigns, everything else. And I know Grant's going to be putting in some content in there as well that you'll be able to use to your advantage. And so really it'll help you build relationships and get your message out there across the people that you're targeting and that you're wanting to help convert.
I love it. Guys, you got to go check out Wise Agent. Go to wiseagent.com/Whitley. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you do. It's one of the best platforms in real estate, and it's one that you should check out. So, Eleni, thank you again for stopping by the show. I appreciate it.
And, thanks. You got my name right. So there you go.
I did. We're 30 minutes
I
in.
Did. I heard it.
Just finally getting it right. So thank you for being patient with me from that standpoint. But thank you guys for continuing to listen to the podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Thanks. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Please make sure you remember to rate us on iTunes and Google Play so we can continue to bring you interviews of some of the most influential people in real estate to help you grow your business.